following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, well, good afternoon, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, we are going to go through the topic of renewing our minds. So as we begin, let's have a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless these next few minutes. Father, we thank you that you are our source of life. Father, from you flows all knowledge, all wisdom, all understanding. And you renew us every single day, and you renew our minds and our hearts constantly, Lord. And we are in constant need of that renewal as we are committed to just becoming more and more like you every single day in all things that we do. In your name, amen. All right, well, I was doing just some reading this morning and some going over different passages of Scripture and kind of looking at what I would be teaching on today. And I thought, you know, a really good passage to look at or just concept to be talking about is the idea of renewing our mind, a constant renewing of our mind. And if you're familiar with the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, there's this very famous Bible verse, this passage that everybody says they memorize it, they put it on different types of objects or signs, and they put it around stores, or maybe you have this inside your house. But the passage goes like this. It's Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it says this: "Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God." So as we look at that passage and we talk about the idea of renewing our mind and what does that mean? If you're watching this video right now, you're hopefully tuning in to get some good spiritual knowledge and some wisdom for the encouragement. That's why you go to church. That's why you listen to videos. That's why you do your daily Bible reading. It's why you are in fellowship with other people, is because we together are in a constant battle here where we are trying to renew our mind daily. But there are a few things in this passage as we look at that kind of lead up to what does it take to actually renew the mind? Because we could say, well, we just need to renew our mind, Lord, renew our mind, and then we can go about our day. But I really want to break down three things that I read here in this passage that are very simple as you read through it, I think, to understand. But it's good for us to remind ourselves that we should probably identify these three things as we go about trying to renew our mind. And the first one is this, where it says, do not be conformed to this world or to the patterns of this world. So as we think about this part right here, we talk about being conformed to the patterns of this world. It starts with a position of understanding, an understanding that the state that we are in is one where we are easily conformed to the environments around us, and we are easily conformed to the messages that we hear. That's on the news or on the radio, what we read on our social media or what we read on the internet. Wherever we are receiving messages or information, we are easily conformed to those different messages that we hear. And every time that somebody puts something out in the news, whether that information is 100% correct or 80% correct or 50% correct or 10% correct, the information that we hear from that, it really does kind of start spinning our mind and get us thinking in a certain direction. And as we look at the patterns of the world, we know that the patterns of this world are set up to constantly be twisting and turning our minds in the wrong direction. If you think about the marketing and the messages that you hear constantly from the time that you wake up to the time that you go to sleep, there is a pattern of thought that's constantly being pushed upon you and at you. And that's one of you need, you need, you need, and your life is not going to be complete unless you have this or you have that, or you deserve this or you deserve that. It's what all marketing is based on. It's what a lot of a lot of messaging that's going out right now is based on is if this thing doesn't happen, then you're going to be incomplete, or you're going to live in a state of fear unless we're able to do this thing or that thing. And that's the pattern of the world. That's the way that the world works, is that everybody's trying to convince you that you either need their product or you need to be on their team for one thing and or for another. And that is the patterns of this world. And that's the constant patterns of this world. So first off, we need to recognize that that's a reality, and we're very much subject to the patterns of this world and the patterns of the messages that we hear. That's the first thing, is do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the second thing is transformation. Well, we can't really be transformed unless we recognize that there is a need for transformation. And when we are conformed to the patterns of this world, and in our minds, we can identify, wow, my mind is really twisted, which means my mind is not in line with the mind of God. It's not in line with the knowledge of who God is. And if my mind is twisted and not in line with the knowledge of who God is, and I can recognize that about myself, which means that you need to take time and think about the way that you actually think about things. Once you can recognize that, you can understand that there needs to be a moment of transformation. There needs to be a time where you realize that the position and the way that you think about things is dragging you down personally, emotionally. It's pulling you down. Those conversations that are happening in your head about other individuals just situations in life, that constant burden, that constant weight that is on your mind or in your head, that's very much the pattern of the world. You have to recognize that first before you know that there's a need for transformation. It's like if you've seen any of those videos where people like to restore old vehicles, and they go up to a car and they look at a car that's completely rusted and broken down, and they look at that car and they recognize there's a good amount of potential in this old, busted up, broken down, rusty car. And as they look at that car, they say, I need to refresh it, or I need to renew it. Well, they're not going to be able to actually go into renewing that vehicle unless they can recognize that there's some old rusty dirt on there. There's some broken pieces on there. We need to make sure that we recognize that as we move into the understanding that it needs to be transformed. And you and me, we always need to be transformed, which means we always need to be looking out for those things that we are victim to, the dirt and the muck and the rust of this world and how that has twisted our mind. We recognize that there's a need for transformation, for the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect to God. Well, then the question is, well, I know that my mind is not right. I know that it's rusty. I know that it's dark, and I know that it's twisted. It's a little conformed to this world. And I know that I need to be transformed, but how do I actually become transformed? Well, let's go ahead and let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. And there's really only one way to be transformed in this world. There's all types of things that can make us feel good momentarily, but to really be transformed internally and for a renewing of the mind, it takes really a softening and a renewing of the heart. And that's why I love 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, where it says this: For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, and who has shown in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You see, God gives you the light of His knowledge of the glory of who He is, and that is in the face of Jesus, and we know that the Scriptures teach us about that. So the idea of the light of the knowledge of God needs to shine deep inside your heart. And that's where it begins, the whole transformation and the renewing of the mind. So the question is, if you know that you've been maybe thinking in some ways of this world and you have been conformed a little bit to the patterns and the messages that you've been hearing, and you've spent some time and you're thinking about that, and you know that you need to be transformed. And as you go about thinking, yes, I need to be transformed, I need to be better than this, and then the question is, well, how do I actually go about doing that? Well, it's very simple. You need to spend time exploring who God is. You need to spend time in the Word, diving deeper every single day, taking time, as the Scriptures would say, is to meditate, to think, to dwell on the things that are above of God. And you need to allow that to sink deep inside your heart and allow the light of the knowledge of God to penetrate those dark areas that are within your heart, those things that you have not been able to let go of, those things that you're holding on to that you really need to stop holding on to. And you need to let go and allow the light of God's, the knowledge of who God is, to destroy all of that. And as you do that, you will be renewed in your mind through your heart. So today, as we think about the importance of renewing our mind, and we think, you know, God, I haven't been thinking rightly about stuff, or I'm very much caught up in gossip, or I find myself constantly angry or frustrated about things that are taking place around this world, and I can't really rest in your peace or your love, or I'm not truly filled with your joy. It's probably because there's been some deep conforming there, right? And it's important for us to recognize that. And so I pray for you today, and please pray for me too, that we as believers of God, as children of God, we aren't conformed to the patterns of this world. That today we look forward and we ask God and we say, God, help me renew my mind. Fill me with your knowledge, and then actually do the work to do some Bible study today, to make sure you're doing your devotional time, to turn off all of those things that are giving you negative messages and turn on some worship music, to turn on your Bible, actually listen to your Bible while you're either at home, turn off the television and spend time just resting in the light of God's Word. And by simply just doing that and filling your mind with the knowledge of who he is, allow your mind to be transformed in the way that you think about other people, and go and look at this world with a godly perspective, with a heavenly perspective, which is one of God's compassion, God's mercy, God's love, God's peace, knowing that there's nothing in this world, there's no laws to be written, there's no things that you can be given that will ever, ever be more powerful than the transcendent love, joy, peace, goodness, the righteousness of God that we know dwells deep inside of our hearts. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you for everybody who's with us today. I thank you as we go through this subject of renewing our minds in the ways that we think. If there's any bitterness or coldness or grievance, Lord, or anger that somebody is holding against another individual, I pray that you help them let go of that, Father. Allow them to identify the places in their life where they need to shut down all the messages that they're hearing from the world as they're being pulled into the pattern of thinking that the world gives. And I pray that they're filled with the light of the knowledge of who you are constantly, and that they are somebody who will shine your light deep inside their heart and their mind. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.